Two Marceline residents have been charged with multiple felonies after authorities served a search warrant and found multiple drug-related items and firearms inside their residence on Tuesday. Probable cause statement said authorities found a clear bag containing methamphetamine, scales, more than 20 glass smoking pipes, containers with white residue that field tested positive for methamphetamine, and 7 guns in a gun cabinet. 3 children also reportedly were present during the search. According to online court documents, 41-year-old Rodney Stephen Keel and 39-year-old Brianna Jean Jefferson each have been charged with a Class D felony for possession of a controlled substance and a Class E felony for keeping or maintaining a public nuisance, two misdemeanors for endangering the welfare of a child in the second degree, and two drug-related misdemeanors. Keel also has been charged with a Class E felony for unlawful use of a weapon. Bond for Keel has been set at $50,000 cash only, and for Jefferson at $25,000 cash or surety with 10% allowed. Each of the accused was scheduled to be arraigned at 9:30 this morning at the Linn County Circuit Court. A St. Louis man was injured in a traffic crash involving farm equipment in Johnson County earlier today. According to a report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the crash occurred as a Freightliner driven by 41-year-old Marvin Williams of St. Louis reportedly overtook and struck the rear of a New Holland farm tractor driven by 76-year-old Thomas Slack of Holden. Williams was transported by Johnson County Ambulance to Research Medical Center in Kansas City for treatment of moderate injuries. Slack reportedly was not injured. Crash happened just after 9 a.m. on U.S. Highway 50, just west of Missouri Highway 131. After giving his reports on airport activity in the solid waste summary during the meeting of the Marshall City Council on Monday night, Ward 3 Councilman Dan Brandt talked about a couple of projects that need attention in the upcoming months. Brandt said one need involves a sidewalk project on College Street to run from South Odell to South Miami Avenues.
We're looking at 2,862 feet of sidewalk, 6-foot wide. We have to do 17 driveway approaches and 20 handicap approaches also. We're looking at a total estimated 472 cubic yards of concrete. And that comes to, of course, these figures are only material estimate $63,465. That's the with in-house labor.
Brandt said Municipal Services Director Bill Anderson also has gotten a proposal for lane striping.
And that is going to run a little under $10,000, and we have a traffic control figure in the budget for that purpose. Of course, we'll have to do some other ones around schools. We typically, in August, we get the schools ready if they need some striping and that, but we feel like we can probably get college done and those things done with what we had lined budgeted for traffic control. So I feel like we need to go ahead and turn him loose and proceed on both these projects if everybody's fine with that.
After a couple of questions, the council approved Brandt's request, and the work should begin later on this year. KMMO News time is 5:35. Memorial services for 97-year-old Ruth Page Edmonds, formerly of Saline County, who died April 9th, will be at 10 a.m. tomorrow at St. Paul United Methodist Church in Independence. Burial will follow at 3:30 p.m. at Slater City Cemetery. Weicker Funeral Home in Slater is in charge of arrangements. Funeral services for 82-year-old Noreen Carter of Carrollton, who died Sunday, will be at 11 a.m. tomorrow at Foster Funeral Chapel in Carrollton, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Burial will be held at a later date. Funeral services for 77-year-old Ruthie Taylor Langan of Marshall, who died Saturday, will be at 11 a.m. tomorrow at St. Peter Catholic Church in Marshall, where visitation begins at 9:30. Burial will follow at Ridge Park Cemetery. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall is in charge of arrangements. Graveside services for 82-year-old Jean Cott of Gillam, who died Saturday, will be at 1 p.m. tomorrow at the Missouri State Veterans Cemetery in Higginsville. Weicker Funeral Home in Slater is in charge of arrangements. Funeral services for 59-year-old Mitchell Bone of Independence, who died Sunday, will be at 2:30 p.m. tomorrow at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Concordia, where visitation begins at 1:30. Burial will follow at St. John's Cemetery. Funeral services for 88-year-old Virgil Reemsmeyer of Concordia, who died Tuesday, will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday at St. Matthew Lutheran Church in Ernestville, where visitation begins at 9:30. Burial with military rites will follow at the church cemetery. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Concordia is in charge of arrangements. Funeral services for 70-year-old Dorothy Louise Honeycutt Lammers of Warsaw, who died June 16th, will be at 11 a.m. on Saturday at Lakeside Chapel at Max Camp in Warsaw, where the family will receive friends beginning at 10 a.m. Graveside services will follow at 3:30 p.m. at Mount Olivet Cemetery in Kearney. Fox Funeral Home in Coal Camp is in charge of arrangements. A celebration of life service for 91-year-old Mary Hoyle of Marshall, who died Sunday, will be at 11 a.m. on Saturday at Olivet Free Will Baptist Church in Marshall, where visitation begins at 10 a.m. Interment will follow at Sunset Garden Cemetery. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall is in charge of arrangements. Funeral services for 62-year-old William Boyd Jackson of Kansas City, who died June 14th, will be at 1 p.m. on Saturday at St. Paul Free Will Baptist Church in Slater. Burial will follow at Mount Moriah Cemetery in Slater. Weicker Funeral Home in Slater is in charge of arrangements. Funeral services for 75-year-old Donna Marie Althaus, formerly of Huntsville, who died June 15th, will be at 1:30 p.m. on Saturday at Second Baptist Church in Huntsville, where visitation begins at 12:30. Burial will follow at Huntsville City Cemetery. Patton Funeral Home in Huntsville is in charge of arrangements. Funeral services for 97-year-old O.D. Parcells of Marshall, who died Monday, will be at 2 p.m. on Saturday at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Marshall, where visitation begins at 1 p.m. Burial with military rites will follow at Ridge Park Cemetery. A memorial service for 58-year-old Gregory Lynn Mallory of Boonville, who died June 1st, will be at 10 a.m. on Monday at H.T. May & Son Funeral Home in Boonville. Burial will follow at Walnut Grove Cemetery in Boonville. Memorial services for 80-year-old Edward Vaughn of Sedalia, who died June 6th, will be at 10 a.m. on Friday, July 20th, at Community of Christ Church in Sedalia, where visitation begins at 9 a.m. Burial will follow at Knob Noster Cemetery. McLaughlin Funeral Chapel in Sedalia is in charge of arrangements. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries, as well as news stories, 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That's a look at the news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yant.